From a rainy Queensland, the latest from podnews.net. Sword and Scale earns at least $75,000 a month from Patreon, and after a review, Patreon has decided that its host, Mike Boudet, can remain on the platform, in spite of his denigrating comments and social media bullying. We reported on Monday that Wondery had sacked him from the network. He's also deleted all but 65 of his tweets. More deletions from Twitter. Luminary's tone-deaf tweet about podcasts don't need ads, which we also reported on Monday, has finally been deleted. Our tweet was in bad taste, the company admits. We've taken it down, and we apologise to anyone we offended. The Nine Commandments of Patreon, a new article from the Bellow Collective, focuses on getting the most out of the crowdfunding platform. Magellan has released the top podcasts for February. The top three are unchanged: ZipRecruiter, Geico, and Indeed. Anchor has released a newly redesigned statistics dashboard, including a new metric, estimated audience size. That's the average number of plays your episodes get within 30 days after publishing. Pacific Content's Steve Pratt has interviewed Edison Research's Tom Webster about the recent Infinite Dial data and pulled out 10 big podcasting takeaways. And in Brisbane, in Queensland, in Australia, rainy Brisbane right now, there's a workshop series for podcasting at The Edge next to the SLQ. 3 4-hour workshops will have you learning the ins and outs of recording, editing, hosting, and distribution. In podcasts today, Mark Maron's WTF is celebrating 1,000 episodes. Unsubscribe is a new podcast that aims to help you unsubscribe from negativity. And we bumped into a podcaster in our local coffee shop today. He had podcast stickers emblazoned over his laptop, and I think he's now got a Pod News one too. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.